Chapter 39. Marta Alvarez gazed tiredly up the steep staircase that ascended from the Hall of the 500 to the second floor museum.
Posso farcela,
she told herself. I can do it. As an arts and culture administrator at the Palazzo Vecchio, Marta had climbed these stairs countless times. But recently, being more than 8 months pregnant, she found the ascent significantly more taxing. Marta, are you sure we don't want to take the elevator? Robert Langdon looked concerned and motioned to the small service elevator nearby, which the Palazzo had installed for handicapped visitors. Marta smiled appreciatively, but shook her head.
As I told you last night, my doctor says the exercise is good for the baby. Besides, Professor, I know you're claustrophobic.
Langdon seemed strangely startled by her comment. Oh, right, I forgot I mentioned that.
Forgot he mentioned it?
Marta puzzled.
It was less than 12 hours ago, and we discussed at length the childhood incident that led to the fear.
Last night, while Langdon's morbidly obese companion, Il Duomino, ascended in the elevator, Langdon had accompanied Marta on foot. En route, Langdon had shared with her a vivid description of a boyhood fall into an abandoned well that had left him with a nearly debilitating fear of cramped spaces. Now, while Langdon's younger sister bounded ahead, her blonde ponytail swinging behind her, Langdon and Marta ascended methodically, pausing several times so she could catch her breath.
I'm surprised you want to see the mask again, she said. Considering all the pieces in Florence, this one seems among the least interesting.
Langdon gave a non-committal shrug. I've returned mainly so Sienna can see it. Thank you, by the way, for letting us in again.
Of course.
Langdon's reputation would have sufficed last night to persuade Marta to open the gallery for him. But the fact that he had been accompanied by Il Duomino meant that she really had no choice. Ignazio Busoni, the man known as Il Duomino, was something of a celebrity in the Florence cultural world. The longtime director of the Museo dell'Opera del Duomo, Ignazio oversaw all aspects of Florence's most prominent historical site, Il Duomo, the massive red-domed cathedral that dominated both the history and the skyline of Florence. His passion for the landmark, combined with his body weight of nearly 400 pounds and his perpetually red face, resulted in his good-natured nickname of Il Duomino, the Little Dome. Marta had no idea how Langdon had become acquainted with Il Duomino, but the latter had called her last evening and said he wanted to bring a guest for a private viewing of the Dante death mask. When the mystery guest turned out to be the famous American symbologist and art historian Robert Langdon, Marta had felt a bit of a thrill at having the opportunity to usher these two famous men into the Palazzo's gallery. Now, as they reached the top of the stairs, Marta placed her hands on her hips, breathing deeply. Sienna was already at the balcony railing, peering back down into the Hall of the 500.
My favorite view of the room, Marta panted. You get an entirely different perspective on the murals. I imagine your brother told you about the mysterious message hidden in that one there?
She pointed. Sienna nodded enthusiastically.
Cerca trova.
As Langdon gazed toward the room, Marta watched him. In the light of the mezzanine windows, she couldn't help but notice that Langdon did not look as striking as he had last night. She liked his new suit, but he needed a shave, and his face seemed pale and weary. Also, his hair, which was thick and full last night, looked matted this morning, as if he had yet to take a shower. Marta turned back to the mural before he caught her staring.